And yet, we constantly ask the exceptions to the rule for the rules on being the exception. We constantly ask the superstar. We ask the lottery winner, how did you amass such a fortune? Tell us your tips and tricks. No, they can't help you. We ask the super viral success that shot to skyrocketed fame because they're grossly talented and they put a YouTube video up and it went viral overnight. And ever since then, they've flowed. Go with the flow from success to success to success. And we say, we're struggling to have a breakthrough. How do you do it? Well, they've never struggled to break through, so they can't tell you how to do it. And that's where we get this kind of advice that's superstitious and overly mystical. That's something like, well, you just need to be yourself. Which basically that advice is, have you tried existing? That's always worked for me thus far. Maybe you're not existing hard enough. And so I think we ask those anomalies, those exceptions to the rule. What's the rule to being the exception? But that's an oxymoron. And you're a moron for... You're not a moron. I love you. I'm sorry for calling you a moron. It was just a wordplay thing. Got carried away. So... But I do think that we talk to the uber super successful people that never struggled, never had to overcome what their secrets are, and they can't help you if you're struggling and you have things to overcome. Does that make sense? And I think here's the thing, if you get in a little fender bender or if you win the lottery or whatever it is, if for some reason fate, chaos, randomness plops in your lap something, our brains are meaning-making machines and we want to give a meaning to it. We want to say it's because we wore the wrong pair of socks or we ate boiled eggs that day, and we come up with these superstitious routines and these ideas. You know, the people that are super successful that just flowed into it and didn't make it happen, their brains are desperate to explain why they deserve it. Explain what they did to make it work. And that's where we get, which pen did you use? Which sketchbook are you using? Like, what is it? Something. But not everybody can be explained to rational results. Some people are lucky. Some people are just ultra talented. And they can't help you if you're struggling. And so what you have to look at are the people that have had built moderate success on top of moderate success into a thriving creative career, and the people that have done that through good business, through not just going with the flow, but making waves. And in this episode, I want to tell you how I've recently, even just last year, I was organically building up my Instagram following, organically building up my podcast listenership, and going with the flow. And last year I stopped and I used some business principles to double both of those followings in a pretty short period of time. And I'm going to tell you what I did. So I'm going to give you some practices from the book Measure What Matters, and then we're going to talk about a little bit about another book. But the first thing, so in Measure What Matters, that book is basically about, we'll put it in the show notes, that basically is about having objectives and key results. First, we're going to talk about objectives. That's the first thing you got to do, is you have to have a clear objective. Now, before we get into exactly what that means, I'm going to be Andy J. Pizza Mystic and read your mind. I want you to think about what you wanted for 2018. And I'm guessing that I know what it is you wanted. You wanted progress, right? Like, everybody wants progress. Nobody doesn't want progress.